What makes a truly great man? In an age where masculinity is often misunderstood or maligned, this question deserves fresh examination. The answer lies in a powerful metaphor. The ideal man embodies both steel and velvet. Like Abraham Lincoln, described as having both velvet and steel in his nature, the complete man balances strength with tenderness. This isn't about superficial traits, but about developing a character that provides both security and warmth to those around him. The steel qualities, determination, decisiveness, independence, and strength, form the framework, while velvet qualities, gentleness, kindness, patience, and humility, provide the beauty. Without this balance, a man becomes either an ineffective pushover or an unbearable tyrant. Neither serves his family or society well. What truly defines a man? Not his income, possessions, or status, but the strength of his character. Masculinity adds substance to a man's life, but reaches maximum worth only when refined by sterling character. Self-mastery forms the foundation, the ability to apply knowledge of basic principles, overcome weakness, conquer appetites, and devote oneself to duty despite challenges. We all have inborn tendencies toward self-centered behavior, being carnal, sensual, lazy, irresponsible, selfish, and fearful. Self-mastery is the motivating force that helps us reach beyond these limitations. It can be developed through training the will in small steps, spiritual practices, and conscious effort. Leadership isn't about superiority, but responsibility. A man's role as family guide involves establishing principles that steer the family's direction. Effective leadership requires gathering perspectives, especially from one's wife, who offers invaluable insight. Children should be included too, as they cooperate more willingly when consulted. Leadership falters through indecisiveness and inconsistency, which erode trust. Common pitfalls include losing heart when challenges appear daunting up close, self-doubt about judgment, and becoming sidetracked by competing responsibilities. A wise leader listens attentively, avoids immediate opposition, expresses understanding, and promises thoughtful consideration, creating security through this balance of openness and firmness. Protection remains a fundamental masculine duty. Today's man must shield his family from physical threats, corrupting influences, and life's hardships. This protective instinct runs deeper than social convention. It's rooted in biological and spiritual foundations. Protection extends to shielding family from unnecessary burdens and stepping forward during confrontational situations. The man who consistently defends the vulnerable naturally becomes the family hero, embodying chivalric ideals that strengthen bonds. In our digital age, protection extends to cybersecurity, financial planning, and challenging social landscapes. Despite modern trends suggesting equal burden sharing, a man's responsibility to provide remains his first obligation. This isn't merely about a paycheck. It's ensuring the family's material needs are met with dignity and foresight. A man must provide necessities and basic comforts, ideally in a home owned by the family. Luxuries often come at too high a cost. Many men become economic slaves to escalating demands, sacrificing time for teaching values and building relationships. What good is a larger house if you're never home to enjoy it? The normal man possesses physical endurance for lifelong work, emotional resilience for workplace stresses, and a temperament suited for competitive environments. Purposeful design, not coincidence. When choosing a career, consider, will it provide adequately for future family needs? Do you have the ability to succeed? Will you enjoy and be challenged by the work? Does it allow for good family life and provide meaningful service? These considerations matter far more than maximizing income. Money troubles frequently spark marital conflict and can lead to divorce. A husband's financial duties include providing income, managing it wisely, and bearing the worry. As manager, he should handle the paycheck and cover major expenses. The wife's role remains vital, cooperating with financial plans, maintaining a peaceful home for problem solving, and stretching allocated funds. A workable arrangement gives her a set budget for household expenses and personal needs paid regularly without her needing to ask. Many women feel diminished when husbands forget they're entitled to a portion of family income. Smart money management trumps raw earning power. Key principles include consistent saving, avoiding unnecessary purchases, preserving health, minimizing time payments, and borrowing only for education or business opportunities. Debt creates anxiety that threatens a woman's sense of security. Before making investments, consult your wife. She bears responsibility alongside you, and her intuition often detects risks analytical thinking might miss. Essential character traits include sexual integrity, honesty beyond mere theft avoidance, dependability, fairness, unselfishness, moral courage, and self-dignity. Our troubled times need men of character across all fields. While honest men build civilization, the dishonest destroy it. Our greatest need isn't technological, but spiritual growth. Character's reward is inner peace, not a problem-free life, but one without inner turmoil. Refinement means removing coarseness, leaving only what is pure. A man becomes refined by subduing rough tendencies through genuine consideration for others and self-respect. The refined man speaks carefully, avoiding crude language that reveals character. He delivers necessary correction gently and maintains an appearance reflecting self-respect. Achieving this steel and velvet balance is challenging but worthwhile. Life demands payment. There are no shortcuts to success or happiness. Modern philosophy falsely teaches that happiness comes through pursuing the easy life, but problems are inevitable. The man who develops both strength and tenderness creates meaning and leaves a legacy extending far beyond himself. Many men are bewildered by women, wishing they would think like men. This confusion stems from fundamental differences in temperament, needs, and problem-solving approaches. Women can be understood, but it requires genuine effort and empathy. A woman's central need is for romantic love throughout marriage, not just at its beginning. While men need occasional reassurance, women require daily affirmation. Without love, a woman wilts on the vine. Unlike men who can find fulfillment in work when denied love, women suffer deeply when unloved. When you treat a woman like a queen, she becomes one. Unfortunately, many men downgrade women through criticism or treating them as inferiors, breeding resentment. Women need protection within their more vulnerable position and the ability to express troubled feelings without dismissal. In intimate relations, a woman primarily needs assurance that her husband's advances stem from genuine love, not merely physical desire. What would our world look like if more men embraced balanced masculinity? Many social problems might diminish as men step into roles as servant leaders, combining uncompromising principles with genuine compassion. The journey begins with deciding to become both steel and velvet. When men abdicate protective duties, women often adopt masculine competencies out of necessity, breeding resentment while men experience diminished identity. One 25-year marriage failed because the husband always avoided confrontation, eventually losing his wife's respect. Leading effectively requires seeking divine guidance through daily prayer and reflection. Families gain security not from possessions, but from watching a man navigate difficulties with determination. Children learn resilience by observing his example, while his wife finds confidence in his steady presence. As more men embrace balanced masculinity, communities strengthen, workplaces become more ethical, and institutions stabilize. The refined man's impact creates ripples of positive influence that transform society one family at a time.